nowadays, you weren't doing it in 90-degree weather. You were doing it in 65-degree weather.
No, it's real interesting. We had a home game 2 weeks ago, and 2 weeks ago on a home game, I stood up here kind of chuckling about they broke out the new cozies for the football team, and the guys were all standing down there cuddled underneath those heavy wraps because they were cold that night, and we were talking about, geez, what are they going to do in a couple weeks when it gets cold? And instead, we've got big fans and water on the sidelines.
Yeah, it's definitely summer, even though I believe it was 4:02 when it officially became fall here in the Thumb, Michigan.
You bet. 4:02, the first day of fall. Welcome to the Thumb of Michigan on a beautiful fall night.
And the weird, wild weather swings, they only pick up as we go deeper into not just September, but October and even November as well. You get some crazy weather in Michigan.
Yeah, who knows what might happen over the next couple weeks. And we've kind of been watching. It looks like maybe it's blown off. There was a kind of a big thunderstorm off to the north of us there for a while. And I think the officials maybe didn't see a strike of lightning that hit. And so we made it to halftime. And now I'm not seeing anything. It looks real good. So we'll hope we can get this second half moving in a hurry.
Yeah, I want to say 3 or 4. And the sky was a lot brighter then than it is now. So if you saw lightning, it was definitely flashing across the sky. I was waiting for a ref to make a signal, and then he never did. So got to roll with the punches.
I think they thought it was on the other side of the bay, and they figured it was far enough away that we were good to go, and trying to get to halftime to get this second half rolling.
So this is a place that North Huron has found itself a time or two. They've won games 60-8 and 82-6, and now they're up 38-0 at halftime. Are they ready? Are they ready to start playing some of the better teams in the Stripes division, maybe get into some more competitive football games there?
Well, it's really hard because they haven't, other than that first opening game against Dryden, they've not played anybody with a lot of talent. So it's really hard to tell what we do have on the team this year. They look really good against some of the lesser teams. They look fairly good against Dryden. The first game's always hard to tell, but we've got a couple more weeks of not sure what's there. So we'll hope so.
Well, I don't think this is, it's not fun. It's better to be up 38-0 at halftime than being down 38-0 at halftime. But I think even players, they want to have those moments, and it's hard to have, you know, that moment that you cherish really for a lifetime, well after you've graduated high school into adulthood, when you're doing it against teams where you're beating them by 60, 70 points.
Yeah, it is. It's hard. The kids have talked, and they've kind of been having some fun, though, if you've noticed on the two-point conversion. It's a lineman standing back there.
Absolutely.
That's getting a chance to carry the ball, and they're doing a few of those things. It's not like they're trying fancy plays and things to run the score up. They're just basically running over top of them tonight. And so, you know, but hang on, second half, it's 38-0, which means we have a running clock to start the second half, so it's going to go in a hurry.
And stranger things have happened. Everybody remembers that famous NFL game with the Bills and the Oilers from, I believe it was a 38-point deficit. And earlier this year, I was watching UCLA and Texas A&M, and that was almost the end of the third quarter, and Texas A&M was up by 34. They lost the game.
Yeah, there's no running clock in college or pros,
though. There is no running clock, but the maxim still holds. Anything can happen. You just don't know. But it would be a Herculean effort from a squad with 10 players to kind of turn this thing around tonight.
Yeah, it would. I expected the second half's going to kind of roll off in a hurry here, and I believe North Huron kicked off. No, North Huron received the ball, so they'll kick off to start the second half, but it'll cruise along in a hurry.
Well, Mr. Brock, thank you for stopping by the booth.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy your night, and everybody out there, let's go Warriors.
And save me a cheeseburger in Caseville next year. Time to take a break on the WLEW Sports Network. A couple of commercials, then we'll be back to wrap up the first half stats and kind of talk about what has gone on so far before the second half begins here from Kinney, Michigan and North Huron High School.
This month at Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, we're tackling high prices. Huge savings on every Chevy and Buick on our lot.
And get $3,000 minimum on your drivable trade. And that means you'll score big with a great deal.
Save over $11,300 on Silverado light-duty double cabs and even more on a Crew.
Take 20% off remaining 2017 Malibu, Cruise, and Trax LT models in stock. And if you don't qualify for GM employee pricing, don't worry. These deals are for everyone.
Our deal of the month is a 2017 Chevrolet Cruze LS courtesy vehicle. MSRP is over $20,000. GM employee price, $14,183.
And if a Buick is what you're looking for, save 17% on Buick Encore and over $7,400 off an Enclave.
We're tackling high prices all month long at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
A tradition assures the onset of fall. Football is back for another season. It's like it never left. Just like Tim Fritz and your local Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Farm Bureau is here today, tomorrow, and for the future. You can score a great policy by setting up an appointment and running the triple option. Step into the office off of Van Dyke Road on the north end of Bad Axe. Call 269-9445 or find Tim and Company online at timfritzinsurance.com. Home, life, auto, or business insurance. Tim Fritz and Farm Bureau have any emergency blanketed with the best coverage. Farm Bureau, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Tim Fritz, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau can provide Michigan residents with farm, home, life, auto, and business insurance. Give me a call today in Bad Axe at 269-9445. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Kindy, Michigan, 38-0 is the score. A little under 3 minutes left to go in halftime. Clark Brock joining us. So John Mullen got to step away for a minute. Now he is back. John, you have been the unofficial stats keeper. Obviously, the scoreboard says one thing. Anything strike you from this first half that maybe doesn't show up from that 38-0 score?
Well, I've been trying to keep up the stats as much as possible, but actually, if they were tabulated right now, if this were the end of the game and we were going to tabulate everything right now, the numbers are pretty much reflected in the score. Warriors are passing the ball effectively, mixing it up a lot more effectively than the Tigers. Tigers really trying to find their way, it looks like. They want to have a it's clear they want to have a running attack, and on occasion they're successful. Even the 4 and 5 yard runs, sometimes the 15 yard breakaways as we had earlier, but they're just not putting it all together, play in and play out, and which is not to say that you're always going to gain yards on every play, but you know, we had the one series, they gained four, got stuffed out, gained nothing or lost one, got four. Well, that puts you back down. They eventually got to fourth and four, and that can be tricky. That calls for a run play, but they're just not being successful with it, and it looks like they're afraid to pass the ball. They just haven't thrown that many passes, a couple of effective ones, especially that quick shotgun right over the middle back in the first quarter, I think it was, but they're not really comfortable with the pass game, it seems like, and the running game is not working for them consistently.
They have had a couple of pass plays, and you mentioned it. It's a little play action and a little pop pass. It's essentially a tight end, if you want to call it that in an eight-man formation, and it's a little pop pass right over the middle, and it seemed to work when you have a large amount of field to work with. They tried it on third down on the goal line, and they were unsuccessful just because there just wasn't space to pull that off. And the thing that I'm struck by is you've seen a little bit as far as bootleg action out of CPS, but when they're throwing the ball, they're doing it from the pocket, and then on the other side, North Huron, they are more than happy to get Tyler Knobloch out in space and allow him to make a throw outside of what you would define as the pocket, whether he's rolling right or left.
Right, and he's dangerous because when he gets that movement across the field back and forth, receivers can get opened or he can run the ball, and he's effective at both of them, especially running the ball.
And he now has a touchdown completion in all four games that North Huron has played. Of course, they won last week by forfeit, so with the touchdown to Alex Shornack back in the first quarter, it was a 60-yard completion. I think it was the first play of the drive. It was a one-play, 60-yard drive, a touchdown on first and 10, and that was a case of a beautiful spiral right down the middle of the field, and that was from the pocket. So Knobloch's shown that he can do all of it.
Yeah, he really can. And he's looking pretty good on defense, too, but he's really shining tonight on offense. And Tigers just look like they're not sure